The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. That what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. And those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once, they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother, John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Something just struck me now. At once, they left their nets and followed him. This is Jesus calling the disciples. At once, they left their nets and followed him. What is your net? What is this net that you need to leave to follow Jesus? They left their boats and followed him. What is this boat that you need to step out of to follow Jesus? Think about that. What is this, the net that you hold so tightly to, that you are so used to, that you want to step forward, but it keeps holding you back? You want to follow Jesus full-heartedly. In your heart, you desire it. You're hungry and you feel it. But you're not able to move the way you want. The first disciples of Jesus, Simon, Andrew, James, and John, at once, the Bible says, they left their nets and followed him. If we relate this to the background of these readings, these guys were called from Galilee. They were called from Galilee. So they were not from the big cities, Jerusalem. They are not from Rome. They are not from Ephesus. They are not from Alexandria. Those big cities, that is not where they are from. Great things happen because God has willed it, not because of location. That is not what orchestrates great things. You remember when Philip came to tell Nathanael, "We have found the Messiah from Nazareth." In John's Gospel, chapter 1, Nathanael said to Philip, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" right? Can anything good come from Nazareth? So Nazareth was already ruled out because it wasn't a big city, because it wasn't great. These disciples that Jesus called came from little places, poor fishermen. And being humans, it's possible for them to also look themselves as incapable, as not being able to do it, because they are not considerably within the socio-political economic categorization, the big guys. They're not the big names. And this happens to us. Most times we look at ourselves as not good enough for certain reasons, not good enough, the net of low self-esteem, the net of self-negation can become that net that is holding you from doing something for Jesus, from witnessing to Jesus, from bearing testimony to his goodness. They left their nets and followed him. If you also think about the first reading of today, the prophet Isaiah says, "The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light." And he uses the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, to give an example of this. The prophet Isaiah was preaching at a time when, if you read the scriptures and history, you will understand when the northern kingdom of Israel was conquered, what happened in the 8th century? The king Ahaz was the ruler of Judah at the time. And then the king of Israel and the king of Syria wanted him to join them in coalition against the Assyrians. But he refused. And as a result of that, Israel and Syria connived and waged war against Judah. But then Assyria rose and fought the northern kingdom. And in 722 BC, the northern kingdom was conquered. So at this time, it was gloom. It was all darkness and fear, anxiety in the land. That was when the prophet rose and began to tell them. First of all, he used the word fast. Said, "Fast, the Lord degraded the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali." First, what happens prior, right? First is what has happened in the first instance. And then he goes on to say, but in the end, that's what follows. In the end, he has glorified the seaward road. And it is this land of Zebulun and this land of Naphtali that the Bible tells us that Jesus steps into. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. And Jesus here is continuing this messianic mission, the light of Christ, the light of God, coming into this gloomy area, Zebulun and Naphtali, the area of Capernaum. And this is from where Jesus chooses these disciples, these apostles, a place considered dark, a place considered insignificant, and the people considered insignificant become the tools that God is using to do what? To bring his gospel message. The people who walk in darkness, Peter, James, John, Andrew, they were in darkness. They were in the net. They were in their old boat. And Jesus says, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." I want you to hear Jesus' invitation as a personal invitation to you. I want you to hear this invitation as speaking to your heart, speaking to your soul, speaking to you directly. When we read the Gospels or the Bible, talking about Peter and James and John, Matthew, Zebedee, and all, sometimes it looks as if it's abstract. The prophet Isaiah is bringing us a historical reality that Jesus existed and related with these guys one-on-one. He stepped into their lives. "Come, follow me. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This is a direct message. Jesus is speaking to our hearts. Imagine our society today, our world today. Our world seems to be in darkness. Our world seems to be in a place of gloom because of the mindset, because of the culture, the sanctity of life, the dignity of the human person, compromised. Love seems to be flying out of the window. Violence everywhere, killings. You look around, the way people speak to each other, it seems like our hearts have been taken over by darkness. Or maybe not everyone, but to a great extent, many people seem to be living in darkness. And what happens is that there is fear, there is depression, there is anxiety. People are worried about what is going to happen. The future seems gloomy. The youth are anxious and worried about what is going to happen. And they are receiving these things that the society is feeding them with. The people that walk in darkness, how can we get out of our nets? How can we get out of our boats and follow Jesus? How can we hear this message that the light of God has come into our hearts? How do we become fishers of men, fishers of women, fishers of the youth, fishers of our children, fishers in the school, fishers in the hospital, fishers on the road, fishers where we buy and sell, fishers in our homes, in our families, fishers in the church? How can we become fishers of men? It is by letting the light of God shine in us, shine through us. It is by recognizing that Jesus wants us to get out of our boats, to get out of our nets and follow him. Pope Benedict XVI, in his encyclical, is called Spe Salvi, wrote this some time ago. He used the letter of Paul to the Ephesians to draw that analysis. And here is what the Pope said. Paul reminds the Ephesians that before their encounter with Christ, they were without hope and without God in the world. Of course, he knew they had had gods. He knew they had had a religion, but their gods had proved questionable, and no hope emerged from their contradictory myths. Notwithstanding their gods, they were without God, that's the big God, and consequently found themselves in a dark world, facing a dark future. This can apply to our generation. Gods. We trust in gods that have proven questionable. Gods of the internet, gods of the social media, gods of materialism, of money, gods of sexuality, gods of drinking that have proven questionable and have disappointed us. That is why we hear negative messages out there. But what can we do? We have to speak hope. We have to be a people of hope. To be a people of hope, you have to step out of your boat. You have to step out of your net and think like Jesus and speak like Jesus and relate like Jesus and reach out to each other like Jesus. The Psalm we heard, Psalm 27, says, "The Lord is my light and my help." I wish you go home and sit on that psalm, recite that psalm, read that psalm with your family, with your wife, with your husband, with your children. The Lord is my light and my help. There's one thing I ask of the Lord, only this I seek, to dwell in the Lord's house, to savour his sweetness all the days of my life. What a world we will have. We let the light of God shine in us. Husband, wife, children, doctor, teacher, priest, pastor, whatever you are doing, let the light of God shine in your heart. And I want to challenge you this week. Think about what your boat is. Think about what your net is. And think about how you can step out to follow Jesus. That way, you become an agent of God's light. In your office, take the light and shine. In your home, take the light and shine. In this parish, if we all take the light and shine, we'll become fishers of one another, to the glory of Jesus. Amen.